This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right, let's get our real quick CCA, State of Texas Anglers Rodeo Star Tournament update. And this is all through the date of 7/13/25. Two tagged reds, red tags, that's the Texas Ford Dealers red tag division, have been weighed in and confirmed. Gary Merchant of Houston and Nate Appella of Hallettsville. Blue tag division, that's for the transport boat, Mercury Coastline Package, Steve Isaacs of Surfside, of Lake Jackson, Mitchell Mays of Georgetown, Robbie Pratt of Spring, and Brian Cook of Dripping Springs. Real quick on the inshore division leaderboard, Sheephead, new leader, Eric Harper, 9 pounds, 10 ounces. He's from Houston. Gaff top, Cherie Andrada, 6 pounds, 14 ounces. That's a good gaff top. She's from Crosby. That was weighed down at the SGS Causeway. Black Drum, Sue Lee, still hanging in there with an 11-10 from League City. A Kingfish, Carol Riley of Port O'Connor, 33 pounds, 15 ounces. Dorado Cameron Hubner of Fulshear, a 37-pound, 3-ounce. And Ling and Cobia, Danielle Grunewald, still the only Ling on the board, 56 pounds, 15 ounces. And Red Snapper leader, Joseph Hansen of Rocheron, 25 pounds, 8 ounces. All right, let's get to our phone lines, and let's go to Baytown, talk to Captain Blaine Frymuth, see what he's up to this morning. Good morning, Blaine. What's up, man?
Hey, Mickey. Down here at Thompson's, getting ready to go fishing.
Ready to roll. Nothing like
it. We got a west wind about 8 or 10 miles an hour blowing right in here.
Yeah.
But it's not bad. Not bad at all. Raring to go.
Well, that's kind of what I'm showing across the board. West wind. You can see what?
Yep. I don't see any rain coming. I called my customers at 4:30 and said, get on down here.
Yeah, it looks like it's not going to be on the coast. It's going to be above us.
Yeah. Well, that's a good deal. We're, you know, yesterday they started out at 80% chance of rain, and then it lightened up a little bit.
Right.
Now there's not hard rain this morning. So that's good. That's good, but I'm heading out. I've been down at the ranch for 4 or 5 days, filling feeders and mowing roads. South Texas, for anybody that's interested, looks really good. Still green everywhere, no brown. It's already getting to be late July, and it's still green down there. So we
Amazing.
Can use some rain, but it looks great. We had one of our ranches got a good rain this week on the north side of Hebronville. But everything looks fantastic down there. But anyway, I'm back in business now. It looks like I get to go all the way through August from right now on. So it's looking good. Everything's good.
Awesome.
And it got calm. Everybody knows that. And fishing is fantastic. Everybody's getting them. Everybody's getting them at all points down here because everybody can spread out and get where they want to go.
Sure.
our water's starting to shape up a little bit around here. It's getting greener. We still got a lot of fresh water, though, but it's just, it slowly but surely gets a little bit better every week. Let's see what happens. But we could use some southeast wind. That'd clean it up a lot better.
Yes, it would. Anything from northeast to southeast would be welcome for me anyway.
The best thing about calm is everybody gets to go. I came down to Thompson's yesterday. I didn't fish because I just got home from the ranch. But all the little trailers were here, the single-axle trailers. That means that the little boats are going out, and that means it's calm. So everybody's getting on them. They said they had a really good day down here yesterday. Everybody caught them, which is great. And that's what everybody wants, calm days and lots of fish. But I'm back on the star thing. I got lots of star people coming up, and it's fun for them, work for me. So we get to go catch everything. Every morning we get to catch our trout, and then we look for reds and sheephead and drum the rest of the day.
I mean, everybody's separated by like 1 ounce, you know, on the division.
I was listening to you just a second ago. I got a lot to shoot for right now. That's not, when I tell these people what we're looking for, they're going to say, oh. I said, yeah, I know. That's pretty tough already. We need to catch some big sheephead and some, that drum's very reachable. That 11-pound drum, that's not, I don't think that's in trouble with that. Somebody's going to get that, but that gaff top's getting on up there now.
614. So, that's a melon head.
Yep.
I'm sure the head weighed four pounds.
Oh, yeah. What I'm going to do, like I do, we go get our trout, and then we start looking for reds. And a lot of times when we're fishing for these reds, we're fishing rocks. We catch sheephead and drum and everything along those rocks. And it makes it easy on me when it's calm. I can fish those rocks all the way out the ship channel and out there on those islands. And that's what I'm going to do. And we'll catch a lot of fish. It's nonstop with the live shrimp and a popping cork on that. You know, sheephead and drum and redfish, lots of millions and millions of little 18-inch reds. But now they got calm, we're pretty much getting our limit of reds every day, too, which, you know, three each, that's not bad. You get your three trout and three reds. If you want to take some fish on, that's a pretty good little basket.
Yeah.
Pretty good stuff.
For nowadays, it really is. It's used to. You could catch 20 trout and 10 reds, and then... Remember those days?
I don't have many days I've spent at the cleaning table in the afternoons and how many hours our whole life. It don't take long for me to knock out three trout and three reds for a person. Then you add a few black drum in there and maybe a sheephead or two. I don't like cleaning sheepheads. They're hard on my hands. That's a tough fish to clean, but I will do it. But it's tough on me. With all the rest of them, it ain't nothing to clean all the other stuff. Had a few people catch some sheepheads and put them on the board, but nobody's on the board right now. So we've had a few people weigh in, but for the most part, I'm just kind of a loser on the star right now. But it's coming.
Well, the worm can turn real fast, man.
Well, I mean, at least we're trying, and I got lots of people trying.
One tagged redfish can make a hero out of you real quick, man.
Oh yeah, that's what everybody says every morning. Well, are you going to get us on a tagged red? And all I can do is try, sir. That's all I can do. So. It's fun, though, when they catch 15 or 20 reds that are all, you know, 18 to 22 inches. And, you know, one of them fish could very well be a slot fish.
Well, and everybody's tag. You get that red up by the boat, everybody's looking for a tag hanging.
Yeah,
before you put the net on it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to compete. Everybody likes it. It's just an added bonus for the people that go with me. They're going to go with me anyway, but everybody signs up for the star just in case. They know the chances are pretty good of getting something.
Well, so far there's I don't know how many have been caught that weren't in the tournament. You know, I've had a couple of listeners text me and say they were with somebody that caught one that wasn't signed up. What a bummer.
I hope they threw them back. That's all I hope. Hope they threw them back.
Well, one guy kept one. He wanted to know what a $100,000 fish tastes like on the grill.
That's crazy.
No, that's just a joke. He didn't. He turned it back.
Well, I'm going to do some off-the-wall stuff. It's calm enough for me to get out on the open bay. I'm going to do that first, and then I'm going to go venture up into Trinity Bay and see if we can find some of those big schools of reds that we normally have this time of year. I'm going to go try it. It won't take long for me to figure it out. I'm loaded up with shrimp and croakers and artificial. We got it all. We're loaded for bears, so let's just see if I can go find something new. Nothing better than going out there and finding a new school of fish where there's not anybody within 5 miles of you.
Yeah, that's true. Well, if you find them in Trinity Bay, that'll be the case because that water's pretty Pretty dirty. It's nasty.
It's nasty. But, you know, our shoreline, but, you know, right there by your house, all that, that might have a little bit of a hint of salt water to it by now. I haven't looked at it. I haven't been here for 5 days because I was at the ranch. But today I'm going to go snoop around a little bit.
It could be salty underneath. It just looks bad on top. I mean, it. I was looking at it yesterday. It's pretty brown.
Well, that's a good thing with bait. I can put something out there on the bottom or pop that cork, and we'll find out real quick if anything's there.
Look at that one redfish cup we caught. We were catching 60 to 100 red per boat a day. Remember that? And that water was pure fresh. And, you know, the redfish don't care.
There was water hyacinths on top of that water. That, you and I, we had television crews with us on that weekend.
And that guy with ESPN said, "Yeah, and look at the trout we caught that day. I split off on one set of slicks, and I picked the wrong ones because it was all giant trout in them. Remember, we were throwing them big old fat gulp shrimp with 3/8 gumball heads and dragging the bottom. And
dragging them on the bottom.
Those big trout were in there with those reds. That was, he said, I've never seen anybody catch trout like that, that big, that many.
Well, that's what I'm looking for, but not necessarily going to catch any star tournament in those big with those big reds because I think most of the star tournament fish are somewhere between 20 and 24 inches that I've heard. The ones that they get are usually on the low end slots.
So, well, you remember that big school we had between Fishers and Beasley's out there in the mud that morning? We pulled up on them, and you were on one side, and I was on the other, and we were just nuking them. I had that guy catch a tagged red.
That was a big
Chip,
red. What was that, seven
Chip
or eight
Coville.
Pounds? Yeah,
yeah,
Chip. That's right.
Yeah.
Boy, that was a good fun day. We long for those days again with those giant schools of reds. We took them for granted. And nowadays, it's been so fresh, we're just not getting those schools like we used to. And when we do get the schools, they're all bull reds. There's not any slots in
them. And you just get wore out fishing school after school after school thinking you're going to find a school of slots, and it's just bulls and bulls and bulls.
It doesn't take many. How many bull reds do you like to catch? I don't even want to catch one, but these customers can do one or two. They say, well, we don't want to do that anymore. I'm kidding. It takes
3
minutes.
I mean, with, light tackle like we use, it's a job.
Well, everybody wants one.
Yeah.
But if,
kind of,
you know,
like tarpon
they're close,
fishing.
The problem with tarpon fishing, when I did it a lot, when, you know, you were doing it a lot, well, I caught so many sharks and bull reds and Jack Crevel. I mean, we got wore out real soon. I mean, that we were just catching bycatch, and very seldom was I catching a tarpon. I wasn't any good at it, but we caught some. But we caught all that other stuff out there in that Gulf of Mexico, America now.
Had a group one day. It was like in late August. It was hot. There wasn't a breath of wind, and they all caught them a big tarpon apiece, and we got back on them again, and that back rod holder went off, and they all looked at me. I said, somebody pick that rod up and get on that fish. Man, we don't want any more. I said, you hadn't caught one yet. I said, I don't want to catch one.
And
they said, let's see what you got. So I had to winch on that nasty thing.
Oh, yeah. Good night. We were young enough to do it then. I don't think my arms and back could hold out on 150-pound any kind of
it
fish
would.
Right now.
Cliff Webb, that big giant tarpon he caught with Brian year before last, he said he still hadn't recovered from that.
Yep.
But
man,
he caught it on
beast,
a, you know, on a big spinning rod and spinning reel, and it's, man, that'll wear you down, you know, the spinning deal,
man.
You know, versus a bait caster. It does.
Yeah.
It's hard to, a lot harder.
We're getting more sharks. I was listening to James a minute ago. We're getting more sharks there now. They're biting our trout off before we can get them in. That's normal. That's very normal, and it's been going on our whole life. But it's just
not like this. I think there's way more now.
Well, it's early in the spring. I wasn't seeing many, and now I'm getting a whole bunch of them. You can see them now, like James was talking about.
Yeah.
You see them cutting across the top of the water and slicing through that school of trout you're on. You know, sharks are a predator, and they're going to eat anything that gets in their way. So that's trout and redfish are where we're usually at. So
that's
what
good
they're
to
eating.
Talk about Shark Week coming up. So, hey.
I told you the other day, a guy wanted me to take his kid shark fishing. I said, you need to call Sharky down there in Galveston. He's the man to catch sharks.
Yeah.
I'm not into
Sugar
it.
Sugar Shane or Jetty James or somebody.
Yeah, that's a young man's
Cajun
sport.
Chris.
I'm not into that.
They're young and full of spunk. They'll get you on them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get on them. Well. Winch on them, baby. All right, Blaine. Well, hey, good luck today. I hope you catch them up. I think you will. Conditions are right.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Somebody wants to call you about fishing or coming deer hunting this winter. Give them some info how they can reach you.
Everything looking good, and I have plenty of opens here the rest of the summer, so give me a shout. Call me at 713-703-6656. Appreciate it, Mickey. Talk to you later.
Blaine. Have a good one, buddy. See you, man.
All right.
That's Captain Blaine Friermuth. Fixing to head out to the fishing grounds. Well, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. With a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery, there's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item or can't wait on long deliveries, their sales team with over 100 years of combined experience, they're here to support you from start to finish, whether you're on a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales@alliedinc.com. That's 281-332-6224.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 519 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's head down south of where I'm at, and it's called Texas City. And let's talk to our good friend Dave Fremont, Boys One Stop, and the Texas City Dyke. Good morning, Dave. What's up, man?
Good morning, Captain Mickey.
What's going on?
It's good to see the, well, you can't see it, but it's good to see that the wind is down, and the bait flags are just kind of hanging there with a little bit of a movement to them, and I'm glad to see that, and bait in the live well, and people out here fishing on the dike. So right now, the recipe is good. It's cooking. It's going to be all right. And I hadn't paid any attention whatsoever to that little old disturbance out there, but I did hear you talking about it here just a while ago, and you sound like you're not quite sure, and probably they aren't either, about what it's going to do, but we'll kind of just see what happens.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's probably not going to touch us. We might get a little shower or something off of it, but I don't think it's just staying north. Now, it is, you know, it's still got that circulation to it, but it looks like when it comes over this way to the west through the Woodlands area and everything, it's going to stay above the bay system. So,
yeah,
fishermen just look good. Just keep an eye to the north, you know, but I'm not going to guarantee you're not going to get a little sprinkle or something, but it looks like the majority of it's going to stay north of the bay.
It'll be a rainmaker for some folks.
Yes, just what East Texas needs, more rain. I hope it doesn't go over to Central Texas in the hill country. Good Lord.
No. Yeah, me too. We've been fortunate. We haven't, in our area, we haven't gotten pounded too hard with some of these showers. Every now and then you'll get a few cells that don't move very fast, and they can dump an inch and a half in a hurry, but and some of the areas around here have gotten that, but we haven't in our little old area there around Lake City. We haven't gotten a whole lot. But I'm out here on this old Texas City dike. I stopped by Boyd's, as I usually do, before I head out to see what's going on there and then make the trek out to the end. It's a balmy 85 degrees, Captain Mickey, out here. And a handful of people are night fishing, and a few of them have lights and generator going, and didn't see too much activity. But a lot of times this time of morning, are folks that have hung it all night long, and they're tired and wore out and about ready to pack up and go home. So sometimes they'll just be in their vehicle taking a little siesta, and then they'll get up and pack up and go home. But I look for it to be a pretty good turnout today as far as what we're looking at in terms of weather and wind, and bait availability and all that stuff. There's a handful of boats that are coming out and look like they're going to be doing some early launching. Good to see, Mickey. Good to see. And then there's been good reports of fishing. These are the days that we look forward to. The main thing we need to do is on a weekend is dodge each other. Dodge those showers that come up, as y'all had to do here a week or so ago, and then just be careful, and then be like the fish and stay wet and hydrated.
That's it. Fish stay a lot cooler than we do. They don't have to sit in the sun.
Oh yeah. They got that they got that hydration figured out.
Yeah, they do. That you know, your area, there's a lot of fish being caught in that area down there around you. You know, down Skyline, wade fishermen are getting them. You know, the tide gates holding fish, and it catches a few off the dike, mosquito, all that's pretty good right now.
Yeah, it's as it should be when the conditions come together. And you know, like you were talking to Captain Blaine and the others, it's when all of it comes together like that, fishing ought to be good, unless there's some unusual circumstance or situation going on that would deter that. But right now it's all coming together to where you can get out there early morning and late afternoon and catch some fish and have a good time doing it, especially if you're doing it for that reason, that is to get out there and enjoy the situation and catch a bunch of fish, and don't feel bad about turning them loose and or keep a few if you want to. Gee whiz. Sure. Like I mentioned last weekend, three three 16, 17-inch trout will take care of me. I'm a big old boy. But those three fish should do the trick.
That's your will.
Y'all were talking about some of the fish in the star tournaments and the other tournaments running around. You know, we kind of played up the Tackle Time tournament, which we enjoy down here so much. It ended up in fine fashion. And, you know, the theme family, they pulled out two big trout that they ended up, you know, tagging for the tournament. I thought that 7-pounder was going to hold up real good, but then the other member of the family came up with an 8-plus-pounder, and that's a big old trout.
Yeah, it is, especially these days, you know, in our system.
Yeah. You know, you think about when you get used to
– I didn't think those fish were probably caught on the jetties.
Yeah, you know, it very well could have on a big old – half a big bull mullet and a – sitting on the bottom with an 8-ounce sinker. You never know, man. Them big trout, they can eat anything, and they will. I get a kick out of listening to catching those mangrove snapper on. I can't imagine catching one on the top. Lure. It's just unheard of.
Those topwaters down there, man, like the snook do and everything else. It's fun.
You know, as much as I like those, and we just don't have that many here, and the ones we have are not even close in size to the ones that he's talking about catching down that way. But the ones that we do catch down here off the docks, especially around the shrimp boat docks, because they, the guys mentioned they love structure, but when one hits your bait when you're out there trying to free shrimp up for a trout out there, you know, in a hurry, sometimes you think it's right off the start, you think it's a jackfish, but it's a doggone mangrove snapper. But they're smaller. Most of the ones that we catch around here are more than about 12, 13 inches, and that's a good one. But I tell you what, man, those cats will put up a fight, and they're a good fish. I sure like to eat them too, but we just don't catch that many. And a hard freeze, get a hard bunch of cold weather, it either moves them out or kills them. I don't know which. I don't see them dead anywhere ever, even on a big freeze when other fish are floating. But then again, there's not that many of them. But yeah. They're a heck of a fish. But and we're talking about the drum in the star tournament. Yeah, the one that's on the leaderboard now, I'd be very much surprised if that one holds up, because, gee, Mickey, in the little old drum tournaments that I run down here yearly up until COVID, it's not unusual. Some regulars that entered the tournament would come in with anywhere from 13 to 15-pound drum.
Right.
And be in that slot range. I mean, right on the edge of it, to be in that slot range. And I know exactly where a whole bunch of them were caught. They were caught right here, out here on slap dab off of this dike, out at the end of the dike. And of course, that was in the months of March and April. Mm-hmm. And it's a whole lot different now. When that water's cold, you can use a big old 9-12 Gulf shrimp or maybe a 13-15 or something like that, but a big shrimp, you can put that thing on a hook and chunk it out there, and the small bait fish are pretty much gone, or they're lethargic, and they won't eat that shrimp up real quick. As in the summertime now, if you throw a big fat shrimp out there, they're going to thank you, and it's going to be gone in about a minute, you know, from pinfish and everything else eating on it.
The legs get eat off first by the little pinfish, and then, you know, you get little chunks out of the belly of it, and then the hard head will finish it off for them.
Right. Well, in the wintertime, these cats use they come right in on the dike and at Boyd's and buy the table shrimp dead. You know, they're dead, fresh, dead. You know, good right. shrimp that'll stay on a hook. And in the summertime, it's just not that way. So in the summertime, when you're fishing for them big, you know, right up on the end of the slot, you're going to use some crab. And you're going to use some chunk of crab that them old drum will eat, and them even those drum in the slot range, they got a pretty good old mouth on them. They can take a half a crab with no problem, but you don't even need it. You can use the flippers. The trot line fishermen that I knew for many years when they were active, many of them used the back flippers on crabs for bait because they stayed on the hook, and those crabs love those crustaceans. I mean, those drum love those crustaceans. So
I can see
the drum. You know, I was looking on the Tackle Time leaderboard, and I didn't see a space for black drum. And I'd have swore for many years a black drum was on that, listed in that tournament.
Right.
But I was looking at a picture of the leaderboard, and I just didn't see the black drum because I was wanting to see what won this year, and I don't have a reason. I'm going to have to ask him, old boys, JC's, and ask him about that. But maybe they'll probably answer me saying, "No, man, where you been? It's never been listed." But anyway, I'm old and I miss things, and that just might be the way it is.
Yeah, I know. But I burned up 4 Wagyu burgers last night.
Oh, yeah.
I got sidetracked, and I flipped them, and man, Mo Green Egg kind of lit off a little bit, got a little hot on me. I had it opened up too much, and man, I smelled something. I ran around the corner. I said, "Oh, my goodness." I opened that lid up, and I said, "Well," I went in the house, and I said, "I'm going to make a Whataburger run." I took those patties in there, and my wife just cracked up laughing. She goes,
oh gosh. Man.
I said, "Well,
oh man,
there went 4 Wagyu patties. They're toasted. They're nice and crunchy on one side. I burned them smooth up." I said, "This is pitiful."
Hey, man, that's when I say if I'm with a buddy and we're burning something on the grill, and I can chicken fry one. I mean, I can smoke one with the best of you. I have a buddy that'll look at that, and he'll be waving the smoke away, and he'll say, "That's just the way I like them."
Yeah, it tastes terrible, but it's good, man. It's good.
Yeah.
How's your bait and table shrimp availability there, boys, for the weekend?
Oh, Mickey, things are looking good. I made a quick pass through the store as well, and they're all fixed up on table shrimp. They got 9-12s and all that. A few sizes down from that, and they still at a pretty good price. You know, you can shop around and find a good deal just about anywhere if you hunt high and low. But I think those 9-12s are still $6.49 a pound if you buy 10 pounds or more, and they ain't no bones in them, so you're getting all
meat. Yeah, you're getting all meat, baby.
That's my favorite. The Cajun Grill's going on, the food trailer in Santa Fe. Man, old Chef Jorge, he cooks up some concoctions, and they're all delicious.
He's making a name for himself over there. I'm hearing a lot of good vibes out of that place, buddy.
He's got a knack, and it ain't his first cooking rodeo. He was down in Galveston for years cooking, for a few places down that way, and he enjoys he loves to cook. So if you ain't tried it, you oughta, and if you do try it, you'll try it again, because it's good stuff. But anyway, Mickey, that's what's going on. Boyd's One Stop is still at 227 Dyke Road in Texas City, right at the base of the dyke, and we got just about everything. We're open 24 hours, 7 days a week, all through the summer and most of the year. And well, we're looking forward to see the folks, and hope everybody will be safe. Number one, be safe. And Mickey, thanks for letting me slide in here and talk to you.
You got it, buddy. Hey, anytime, and you have a great weekend, Dave. I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you, bud. See you now. All right. That's Dave Fremont down at Boyd's One Stop in Texas City. All right, it's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 6:39 here in the Bayou City. Final segment. We're going to wrap it up with Captain Steve Hillman this morning. How about that? Morning, Steve. What's up, man?
How about that? How are you this morning?
I'm good, man, and I know you're doing good. You made 27 years with your wife and your marriage. I saw that. Happy anniversary.
Yeah, she posted that last night. I said, honey, you're posting it day early. She said, well, I don't want to, so I forget what she told me, but anyway, thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, thank her for putting up with you for 27 years, man.
It's, yeah, whatever,
being married to a fishing guide, huh?
No, it probably is not.
I got a lot of guide buddies. They've made several attempts at that.
I know one in
some
particular.
Of them are on their fifth and sixth ones, and it's a tough life.
Yeah, but it is what it is.
Anyway, well, are you going to venture out on the pond today?
Yeah, I got a couple of my regular guys, longtime guys, Rusty Plackmeyer, Frank Mastretta, little two-boat deal.
I remember him. You talk about him a lot.
Yeah. But a couple of good guys. It's a little two-boat deal. They got their, I guess, some buddies that they normally go to Ruidoso, New Mexico with. I think Rusty has a place over there. And because of all the floods over there.
Yeah, that place got flooded out big time, man.
Yeah, they switched gears. So we're going to go catch some hammers.
Go hammer out some hammers, man. Do a little big girl beat down session.
A little beat down sesh. Little early morning topwater sesh, brah.
Yeah, sesh, brah.
But no, I don't know.
The trout lingo these days, man.
There's a bunch of them.
Slaunches. I don't know what a slaunch is. You know, that's what they used to call them big trout in the back of Trinity Vega. Boy, we on some slaunches, brah.
Yeah, I'd heard that. I heard that for the first time about.
I think that was all out all that Caleb and Thomas group, and Chance Angel and all them. Slaunches.
I don't know. I guess fishing wasn't excited enough to where you just go catch nice fish. You got to give them all these nicknames and all this other stuff. But now, I looked earlier. I haven't looked in the last hour, but we had a little west wind this morning.
Yeah, it's due west. Not bad. It's doable.
Yeah. Man, that direction, though, man, sometimes, and it hasn't hurt us too much this year so far, but sometimes that west wind just, it'll kind of shut that bite down.
Yeah, but it's a good wind direction from your side over there, San Leon.
Yeah, it would be if that's where I was going today.
What are you going east?
No,
hey, it's a west wind. We're going east today, man. We're gonna tough it out.
No, I'm not going. I'm not going to that side. No, Rusty lives on the island, so we're going.
Okay.
Going west. Yeah, and I looked at the tides. I shouldn't have looked at any of this stuff. but we only have like 1 inch of movement over here today.
It's kind of weak. The best tides tonight, you know, late in the day.
Yeah. Look at me making excuses before I ever even splashed the boat.
Life of a guide, man. You know, that tide just ain't right. But the quality bait we're getting these days is no good. You know, west wind. Just fish never bite on the west wind. What's that guy's name out of Florida that does those videos? I just crack up, man. I mean,
yeah,
I've heard
seen
it all.
Him before.
Well, I thought I'd heard it all until I listened to his line of it.
Yeah, that was funny. Man, do you see that video? I don't know if you're on Instagram or not, but I follow Kevin Van Dam and also follow Mike Iaconelli on Instagram.
Right.
And about maybe a week or two ago, I think it was on Kevin Van Dam's Instagram. Of course, they're in some kind of tournament on some lake up in Tennessee. I can't remember the lake, but somebody like Tommy Alexander would probably remember, somebody who bass fishes all the time. But they're on some lake in a tournament, and Kevin Van Dam's on this shoreline. There's another boat or two on that same little stretch, and Mike Iaconelli's trying to get in there. Did you see this video at all?
I think so. Yeah.
He's trying to troll in there, and Kevin Van Dam looks over at Mike. He says, "Is that cool? Is that cool?" and Mike says, "Well, this is a community hole." And Kevin Van Dam says, "Yeah, but you ain't part of the community." Oh, it was funny. And then I think they kind of kissed and made up. About a week later, I saw some other deal where they're at some kind of fishing show, maybe ICAST or something. And anyway, it was funny. I'd never heard anything like that before.
Well,
there's a lot of community holes these days.
No, everything's a community hole. There's no secrets.
Everything's
burned to the ground.
Thank God you can only keep three.
Yeah. Get you three and get out of here. Get you three peas. Get gone.
Yeah, that's it. But I haven't done anything this week. Well, I've done a lot this week, but I haven't done anything fishing-wise. I had three trips on the books to start the week. My Monday trip canceled. Old guy, new customer, got sick, and they had to cancel. And then Tuesday, I had two guys been fishing me forever from out of town, and they come in once or twice a month to fish me. And one of them had a fall and hurt their hip or something. They had to cancel.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, then I had to go to the orthopedic doctor on Wednesday and didn't have anything yesterday. And then today, instead of running three trips, this is the only day I'm running this week. But I get back pretty hot and heavy starting Sunday. But so I don't have much in the way of reports, but leading up to this week, it was like I told you last week, it wasn't, for me at least, it wasn't just lock and load crazy, go catch 50 or 60 by 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Like it had been a few, during a few stretches in May and June, it was when you've experienced it with me one day, but a couple days actually, but it's just kind of a pick and peck, and then by noon you look back over your course of your morning and you've caught 20, 25 decent fish and some pencils mixed in and a few reds and a few flounder. Just steady, steady bite. course, there's a couple areas that I was going to, I can't go to anymore. And that was, those would drive the numbers up if you wanted to do that.
Speaking of community holes.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And it's crazy how you
find
this stuff.
You're not in the community, brah.
No, you ain't in the community. but no, it's funny how over the course of time you get all excited because you find, you know, we burn a lot of gas to find our own stuff and take a lot of chances. And then you do, and then you have it to yourself for a few years. And then sooner or later, somebody takes notice, and then, you know, it's game over. They may not get you that year. Yeah, they may not get you that year, but sooner or later, it's going to happen. But, not too bad this morning. A couple of people with trailers. Maybe I'll have a light day on the water.
Usually Fridays are pretty crowded.
They are, but, you know, recently it's kind of thinned out a little bit.
Well, it's getting hot.
School getting ready to start here in the next 2-3 weeks. I think that has a lot to do with it.
Can you believe that? These kids' summer vacation's almost over already. It's crazy.
Oh, I know. What's really crazy is we're almost in August, and it's just, this year is absolutely blazing by.
I know. Boy, I used to hate this time of year when I was a kid, knowing I was looking down the road at having to go back to school. Nobody hated going to school more than I did.
I'm with you, man.
Oh, man, it was just such a, there's so much going on. All the good fishing and hunting going on, and you got to go to school every day. Oh, man, it used to kill me.
Well, and you look at the way we grew up, and you're a little bit older than me. Quite a bit older than me, actually.
But, watch your mouth, boy.
But we grew up the same. We played outside and fished and shot our pellet guns, played neighborhood football and all that kind of stuff until dark every day in the summer. And we weren't inside with our face pressed up against a computer or a cell phone or anything like that. Didn't have any of that stuff. But it was a different deal. But I was the same as you. I wasn't real keen on going back to school every year.
No.
And sometimes I didn't go if I didn't want to. I might have skipped a day or two every once in a while.
Well, the crappie run or trout run would get real good. My mom would let me slide if my grades were good.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd get a day in here or there, but. That Man, was the drill. Those are the times.
These flags are, we got a little bit of wind.
Is it starting to puff a little bit? It was not down earlier. I hadn't looked at it in an hour. Let's see what my stuff's showing.
It's not calm.
Well, Eagle Point showing west 5-7.
Yeah, but you know, on that west wind,
that's unupdated. This is offshore is 11-16.
That's more like it, but you know, as well as I do over there on that west shoreline, where that weather station is over there by Eagle Point, that land is knocking it down.
The only time that's really accurate is when the wind's kind of from southeast, east, northeast, it's spot on. But when it's got any west in it, it's less than what it's showing. You know, it's more than what the monitor's showing, seems like.
That's right. I think we'll do fine. I haven't been over this side in about 3 weeks. But I was over here one day last week. What am I saying? Jeez, I swear to God, I can't keep track of my days.
Well, you're all over the place, man. I mean, just, you know, that's all your days run together.
But I packed some of these, you know, Robin there at Bass Sass, and I'm sure you got some. He sent me a bunch of those, that new color. He's got that flamingo flash. Have you seen that?
Yeah, it's a good-looking bait, man.
Boy, there's not a more pink soft plastic on the planet than that thing. Thing looks good. It is just bright pink and full of glitter. But get some decent water with some sunlight, that ought to be a wicked color.
I have been doing too good on pink lately, but I know what months are best on that. And December
winter
through
and
April,
spring.
Man, I am pink all the way. Boy, I catch a lot of trout in pink.
I don't know why that is. I'm the same way. This time of year, not so much.
Right.
But a lot of it depends on where you're fishing, too, obviously.
Well, true, and water clarity and sunlight.
Right. where you're fishing up there and a lot of areas I fish, not far from where you fish a lot, we don't have that real pretty green Gulf water in the bay.
Not yet, but it's coming. We'll keep this rain down. We'll get salted back up just in time for the next flood.
Yeah, God, I hope not. I thought our salinity was going to stabilize this year.
I give up, man.
But it's crazy. It's crazy. But it was really nice until about 2 months ago. Then got a little double barrel action from San Jacinto and the Trinity. And
yeah, that's what hurts.
Yeah, it was relentless there for about a month. I remember the Lake Livingston Dam got all the way up to 60,000 CFS. I know it's back way, way off now. They're back at like 131 and change on the lake level. So, but it's too bad we can't divert some of that water to people who need it in some of these lakes.
Well, they bumped it up. It's at 10,569 now. The lake's about 3 or 4 inches above pool. See, East Texas.
Wow.
And it may go up more with this system out of Louisiana, you know, that came from Florida. It's all up through East Texas right now. So,
yeah, I saw that.
But it looks like it's going to be all right for you guys on the coast. It's going to stay above you, but the East Texas lakes this morning are going to get hammered.
Wow.
Oh, well. All right, Hillman, I got to roll, man. I'm out of time already. Throw them out a number if somebody wants to come go with you.
All right, 409-256-7937, and I've got a handful of holes between now and the end of the year, more than a handful.
So all right, my friend.
Catching a few nice fish. So
put Rusty on some fish. See you, man.
I'm gonna try. Thanks, Mickey.
Later. All right. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning, bright and early, right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.